Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Very pleasant. Good afternoon. Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. You can find us at stevejonesshow.com. And also, we invite you to subscribe to our Steve Jones Show podcast, available on both the Apple Podcast app, iTunes, Google Play. Simply search Steve Jones Show. And after the shows air live here on WKOK, they will drop right into your smartphone and tablets. You can listen to them anytime, anywhere. By the way, we do have 3 months of shows always archived at stevejonesshow.com. Drop us a line anytime. Our email is stevejones@wkok.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Twitter handle at stevejonespsu.
Yeah, I'm all over that Twitter stuff.
You are.
No, there's no baby.
Ah.
Went up there. Spent the weekend. Nothing.
Well, you probably did see a change of foliage and color up that way, so.
Yeah, fabulous. That was great. Yeah, so that's exactly why I went. Goodness sakes, I have trees in my own yard.
Right.
Hey, come on. So Kathy's still up there. All right. And, you know, and now we're in the overdue area. So now we're at, now it's overdue. Okay. Look, all I care about is health. That's all I care about.
Number one concern. Number one priority.
10 toes, 10 fingers. Okay, let's move on. Okay. All right. But happening in the next couple of days would not hurt the cause. I feel badly for my daughter-in-law. You can tell she's miserable. She has the nicest disposition on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Right, and she's very, very smart. But I could tell, it's like, okay, this really for her can't happen soon enough. Oh my goodness! So now we're in the
you and the dogs till further notice. So.
Not till further notice, till Wednesday night. I mean, because okay. She's got to come back.
Yeah.
One way there, so I've got to go up Wednesday after the show, get her and come back. So I got to do like 7 hours of driving Wednesday night. Yeah, I'm sure I'll get some bite to eat somewhere. That's why they created fast food. So drive through, I'm here.
MTO, hello. Yeah.
No, there will not be any MTOs. No, not this time. No, they don't have any sheets up there. At least none that I saw. They have 7-Elevens.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, I'm not getting any Slurpees. So that's out. I'd like a Slurpee, please. Extra large, I'm traveling.
Right.
I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen. So let's just see how the next 48 hours goes. Oh. It's right now, it's hurry up and wait. Okay. So, the Penn State Indiana game is going to be also a 3:30 start, like just like Michigan State. They made that announcement today. Indiana will be a 3:30 game. I was asked today by somebody, said, well, how do you feel about that? Do you like 3:30 or do you like Noon. I said, on the road? They said, yeah. I said, noon. They said, what? I said, absolutely noon on the road. Are you kidding me? Wake up, get out of the hotel, go to the stadium, get to the game, and get on the plane.
Bing, bam, boom, gone.
Okay? Noon. So how did our high school teams do over the weekend?
Well, let's see. Shikellamy and Lewisburg. Tight ball game at halftime. And Lewisburg cruised in the second half. Another excellent performance by Max Moyers. He didn't even have 20 yards rushing in the first half, but then ended up with a four-touchdown performance, up over 190 yards again rushing. He's now done that more than once this year. So a great performance by Lewisburg. They doubled up on Shikellamy, 42-21. Very rough night for the Sewens Grove Seals. Shamokin pretty much played Sewens Grove ball. Great running game. Didn't have to pass it all over the lot. 44. They hung 40 on Sewens Grove Friday night. Almost a shutout. Yeah, Sewens Grove had a quarterback keeper touchdown about halfway through the fourth quarter to at least avoid the shutout. But a 44-7 Shamokin on Friday night to damper homecoming for the Seals. So next up for Sewens Grove, they travel to Central Mountain. It'll be perfect timing there. Bad timing for Central Mountain. Lewisburg has a key Hack One game at Jersey Shore on Friday night. And Shikellamy gets to play Southern Columbia. So that'll be your Week 8 lineup on Friday night.
Southern Columbia.
Yep.
Well, okay, that's... Vegas won't touch that game.
No.
Okay. And, you know, of course, Bucknell lost a tough one to Colgate. We'll talk to Joe Susan on Wednesday. Bob Buhner tomorrow.
Yes. Heard back also, from Bob over the weekend, but would not reply back to me in regards to his liking for Hrlicki. So we'll get to the bottom of that tomorrow. That was a topic of discussion last Friday.
Well, it was a topic. And after going on and on and on the show for a couple of years about Hrlicki, the suit acted as if we were asking a foreign question.
Yeah.
We're speaking to him in a language he didn't understand. Now, we tried English, so maybe that explains it. But he's like, eh. It's not like he could take it or leave it.
Right.
What a coincidence. All right, so... Is he going to attempt to do the show on Thursday?
Far as I know at this point, yes. Unless I hear something different.
Yeah, but we've heard something different every week.
That's true.
Now, this is fall break at Bucknell, correct?
Correct.
So Joe Susan's practicing right now, and we'll have him on Wednesday's show. Also Wednesday, Neil Coulong and Matt Leon will join us on the show Wednesday. Bob Buhner tomorrow. So we got a lot going on this week. A lot going on, per usual, leading into Michigan State, which will be Saturday at 3:30 at Beaver Stadium. Michigan State lost this past Saturday to Northwestern. Michigan State has struggled running the ball this year. L.J. Scott's been hurt. L.J. Scott has an ankle injury that he suffered in the Arizona State game. But if you listen to Mark D'Antonio, he's indicating that Scott has warmed up in each of the last two games and has told them he can't go. So I don't know what that means on this Saturday. Brian Lewerke has played well at quarterback. Felton Davis is coming off a big game, so is Cam Chambers at wide receiver. Defensively, they are giving up only 34 yards rushing per game. 34. Now, they hadn't exactly faced the pillars of run offense in college football, but still, 34 is a really, really impressive number. But teams have been able to throw the ball on them. Now, Northwestern falls perfectly into that category. Of course, Jackson's no longer there because he graduated. At some point after 4 years, they do let you go. Then Larkin was supposed to step in, and he was going to be the next star for them at running back. They loved him. And then medically can't go. His career's over. So they went into this game without Larkin. Larkin started the season as their tailback. Well, they had to throw the ball because, I mean, they're really down to it on running backs. So they really fall into that category of a team that has struggled running the ball because they lost their top tailback, but they can throw it. And that's how they were able to beat Michigan State on Saturday. So they're here at 3:30 this Saturday on at 2 o'clock on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on WKOK.com. And next week we'll be at Indiana at 3:30. Same story at 2 o'clock will be the airtime for that one. Indiana gave Ohio State a pretty good game for a while on Saturday. And then finally Ohio State, 6 touchdown passes for Dwayne Haskins in that game. Indiana's been actually another team that's been pretty good against the run. But again, for Michigan State, Penn State will be the best running team they've faced this year. And if they hold Penn State to 34 yards rushing, which has been the average they've given up this year, that'll tell you how good the Michigan State defense is against the run. So Notre Dame is throwing a wrench into everything. And they have got, I mean, you know, you don't know how your schedule is going to play out. But their schedule has actually not exactly been murderer's row. And down the stretch, you name the break and they've got it. You name the break, and Notre Dame's got it schedule-wise down the stretch. We'll talk about that in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance. All right, Notre Dame opened the season with an impressive win over Michigan. And, of course, we were talking with Todd Blackledge 2 weeks ago on the show. And he had Notre Dame, Wake Forest, I think it was. And we're talking about the Notre Dame defense and how good the Notre Dame defense is. And it's really good. And Ian Book, of course, has taken over quarterback, which has given them just that little edge they needed on the offensive side of the ball. Book is the kind of guy that when he gets flushed out, he's still looking to make a pass play. Brandon Wimbush is not at the stage where he does that yet. First sign of running, he runs. You know, Wimbush is a good runner. But you need more than that at quarterback. But it is amazing, the ACC thing. You want to talk about the breaks they're getting when it comes to this. And these are all unintended consequences. You just get a schedule and you go from there. Timing means everything on your schedule. And when you look at Notre Dame's schedule, they're playing Pitt at home. They've got Syracuse. Oh, but that's at Yankee Stadium. They have to play at Florida State, and this is the year where Florida State just flat out is not good. They just beat Virginia Tech. Oh, by the way, Virginia Tech isn't very good. Now, if you talk about the schedule 2-3 years ago, and you're seeing, oh my goodness, at Virginia Tech, they're at Florida State, you're like, whoa, hey. See, again, what does timing mean? Well, the timing in their particular schedule means this. They hit Florida State at the perfect time. They hit Virginia Tech at the perfect time. They hit Stanford at the perfect time. They're going to play at USC. Oh, by the way, they're hitting them at the perfect time because all four of those programs are having down years, and it just is a mere coincidence. Right? They play a neutral site game with Syracuse at Yankee Stadium. They play a neutral site game with Navy in San Diego. They got Pitt this weekend. They really have to foul up to lose a game here because they don't play a great schedule, and it's not their fault. Again, when you sit down and you think about the schedule 3 years ago, Ooh, here comes USC. They're on the move. They got to play at USC. You know, Stanford's always good. They got Michigan. They're going to play at Virginia Tech. They got to play Florida State. And what would luck have it that, except for Michigan, the other four schools are all having down years? It is amazing. I mean, sometimes you luck into something like that. Then there are other times where it works out. I'll take 2013. Penn State schedules a game with Central Florida. That happens to be the year they got Blake Bortles. So sometimes it works in reverse. You schedule a game like, oh, can you believe it? This is the year they're having the year of all years. Then there are other schools where traditionally you've got this long list of great accomplishments that these schools have had in their history, and you hit them all in the same year. Like, wow, what a schedule it is. Oh, wait a minute. It's not a great schedule. It turns out all of them are having down years at the same time. Wow. Because Virginia Tech is not great. Florida State is really struggling. Right? USC, not really that great. Stanford, it's one of their toughest years. So on paper, and as an independent in the Big 12, I mean, West Virginia is the only one that really has a chance, I think, to get there. I mean, I know Texas is playing a lot better, obviously. Texas, of course, beat Oklahoma. And then Oklahoma fired Stoops, the defensive coordinator. Mike Stoops gone. To be a defensive coordinator in the Big 12, here is the basic outline of your job if you are hired on this particular day. Say on this day, you're hired to be the defensive coordinator at Oklahoma. You know what your job is? Figure out a way to get me one more stop in each half. If I'm getting three stops and a half, can you find me a way to get four stops in each half? Because in the Big 12, it's video game football. I think they stopped giving out the Defensive Coordinator of the Year award in the Big 12, didn't they?
They should have if they didn't.
And the Defensive Coordinator of the Year is... No, we can't do it.
Before you said get at least one stop per half, I thought you were going to say just keep it under 35.
I figure by saying one more stop per half, that was my way of saying that nobody's doing a good job.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855. Or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, I got one big request. All right,
Because I was gone this weekend. I didn't cut my lawn, so I cut my lawn this morning. Look, just one killer frost. That's all I want. Just whatever you could do. Just give me one good killer frost. I don't care if it warms up after that. Okay? Stop the pain.
Maybe a little chilly this weekend. We may not get to 60 for a high for the kickoff Saturday.
We may not get to 55.
Yeah.
May not get to 55 Saturday. So, yeah, it's going to be a definite fall day. Well, I mean, the color in upstate New York is beautiful. Yeah, it's but still more green than color up there. But there's certainly more of a mix. That's fine. I wasn't up there like, hey, look at the maples. It's like, I'm sorry. I did know what I did was they're close enough. So Saturday afternoon, I took her over to Lake Ontario. She'd never seen it before. So did that. Let's go to dinner. So just playing the waiting game. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Whether it's auto, home, life, business. For example, my son Mike and his wife having their second child. We actually went to an open house with them yesterday because they feel like they need a bigger home. Well, homeowners insurance. Let's see. Wife, two children, life insurance. Very important. Have to buy another car. They're going to have to buy a second car now. They're going to need car insurance. They already have car insurance, but they'll need to add on to it. See, with Purdy Insurance, they would help them with all of this. They would help them with all of this. And say Mike wanted to go into business for himself, they'd help him with business insurance. That's Purdy Insurance, Market Street, and somebody go to purdyinsurance.com. You want to go to a full-service agency like that, it's always going to find you the best price. But they also know all the ins and outs. Right? There's the trust factor is off the charts. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Hey, the Steelers looked great yesterday.
Finally, a complete performance, all three phases of the game. Finally.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, they beat the 1-4 Falcons. That's
and
fair.
Didn't watch a stitch of it live because I did not get the game.
Oh, why not?
Well, our Fox affiliate on our channel listing ran the Giants game instead. You know, Steelers-Falcons was a Fox game yesterday.
I'm listening to the Giants game. Driving back. Papa says, well, the Giants lost to the Eagles last year in a 61-yard field goal. I mean, could they possibly lose on a 63-yard field goal? And it's good. I'm like, oh, for goodness sakes.
So how about this? The local Fox affiliate out of Scranton. Yeah, when the Eagles are not on, they run the Giants. Okay.
Right.
So they go to a local commercial break before the 4:25 kick for the Eagles game. Guess what people did not get? They didn't get a chance to see that game-winning field goal. They cut off. Oh. They cut away from the game.
Oh.
Yeah. They cut away from the game.
Wow.
Because they had to get out by a certain time, local break, and then get ready to head for Philly to not miss the kickoff of the game at the link.
So the Steelers are now going to the Super Bowl.
No, I didn't say that yesterday.
and the Savior's coming back in the bye week. I mean, you've got everything going your way now. Meanwhile, the Eagles don't quite grasp something. You know what they don't grasp? They don't grasp the fact that as defending Super Bowl champions, they've got a target on them every single time. They're the biggest game of the week for the team they play. They're the biggest game of the year for the team they play.
I don't think they quite have a handle on that. I mean, the Vikings came in, and they're like, hey, you know, Tennessee the week before, the Eagles made enough mistakes in that one. Tennessee acted like they won the Super Bowl. Tennessee couldn't even beat the Bills the next week. And tonight, Monday Night Football, it's the Saints. Who are the Saints playing? The Saints are playing.
Playing the Redskins tonight. Down in the Dome.
What are the odds that the Yankees-Red Sox playoff game beats that in the ratings?
Well, okay. Well, it's on TBS tonight. I was going to say, if it was on FS1, I'd say no. But that's on TBS tonight.
It's on TBS. TBS got a record rating on Friday night for that game. Here's a big difference between TBS. I want to talk about sound for a moment. There is such a desire to bring you inside all the time. So, for example, ESPN has four microphones around home plate, four mini mics around home plate. So when the ball's fouled off, it sounds like somebody, like a lumberjack, is going at a tree. Okay? The sound's a bit different. Same thing in the NFL. They're doing so much now where you're trying to hear the signals and hear the signals, that you're losing the crowd and the ambiance. The crowd and the ambiance is more exciting than Brady telling you, you know, or Aaron Rodgers, 319, 319. I mean, I got it. I've heard him say 319 5,000 times in my life now. I don't, you know. Where's the excitement? TBS does baseball better than ESPN does. TBS does sports better than ESPN does. You got Brian Anderson and Ron Darling doing the baseball game tonight. Guess what? They're good at it.
Brian Anderson, big fan. Great on hoops, too.
Yeah. You know, we have Matt LePay on the show sometimes. Matt, who does Wisconsin football, basketball, Matt fills in for Brian when he's away from the Brewers. Right? Then you got ESPN. You know, Lisa Salters is going to be here this week. She's the grand marshal for the homecoming parade. She has nothing to do with what I'm going to say here because she's just doing her role like she always does her role. ESPN's Monday night broadcasts are a mess. Tell me what's good about that broadcast.
Yeah, it makes you wonder how long of a pass that you'll give them. I think, well, the knock on Joe Tessitore, he over-dramatized, you know, the over-dramatics gets kind of crazy from time to time. There's a lot of people who really don't care for that all that much.
Well,
and Jason Witten, I mean, you got to give him a chance to, you know, get his feet wet and get into the groove. And I'm trying to remember back when the last time a member of the ESPN broadcasting team doing football was, you know, in one of those trucks along the sidelines. And Paul McGuire was doing that the last year or two that he was an in-booth analyst. He was in one of those bucket trucks just up off the field a few times. That was several years ago. But I can't remember any other time since then an ESPN football analyst did that. Up until Booger here on Monday Night Football.
Look, they're trying to do different things all the time.
It's like you said, you just overthink it too much.
You overthink it, but it's like with everything now. Look, we've been doing broadcasting for over 100 years, almost 100 years. The first baseball broadcast was in 1920. Okay, 98 years ago. Now, over time, with the use of cameras and with the uses of mics and sound and things like that, at some point, don't you hit a formula that works and you just use the formula? You can't keep trying to reinvent the wheel. There's nothing you can really do now that is really different and exciting. I mean, for goodness sakes, let's take a look at the movies for a moment. Okay? Movies and music. Eh? I'm driving home today, and I'm hearing some group called Weezer do Africa. Okay, which is a remake of the Toto song.
That's right. Yeah, we've been playing that on 94KX all summer.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Well, guess what? It sounds like the Toto doing it. Right?
See, I don't think it does. If you listen to the guitar hook from the Weezer version, has a little more of a crunchier edge to it when it gets to the chorus. But that's just me nitpicking.
It's Toto.
Love Toto. Toto in concert in Williamsport back in 1983. True story. When they played the Capitol Theater in Williamsport, long before it was known as the Community Arts Center. The day they found out Rosanna hit number one in the summer of 1983, they played that night in Williamsport. Pretty cool. Nice little backstory to that show.
Okay, Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, A Star is Born. Oh, wait a minute. That's already been done.
Yeah, but I want to see that. That sounds like a really good movie. Actually, that movie's now been redone four times.
I've heard that movie got destroyed by critics. Got destroyed.
Well, there's a lot of hype going into this. It's Bradley Cooper's directorial debut. So he had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, terrific.
Lady Gaga could be the next Cher. I mean, I heard her performance was very, very good. Or as some call her, Lady Gaga. Come on, you love the Gaga. You said it before. Love the Gaga.
That was in jest. What's next? I think the suit's great. I mean, they're out of ideas.
Oh, especially going through remakes of all the superhero movies. It's like, yeah, how many more reboots are we going to have to deal with every year at the box office? That's been a topic of discussion that Movie Mike's had before. And he's a big superhero kind of guy.
Star Wars 82.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't get it right the first 81 times. Hey, it's the same thing in sports. Let's bring it back to what we were talking about. I mean, I don't mind little innovations here and there. Like in the 75 World Series, hey, you catch Carlton Fisk waving the ball, trying to get it past the flagpole because they put a camera inside the scoreboard at Fenway Park. Okay. That's nice innovation. All right. But it's like they're trying so hard today. And here's what gets me is I think... When they sit down to do these things, are they saying, are we making the broadcast better or are we trying to win awards? Right. Now, what's bad about attempting to win awards? Attempting to win awards is that you're trying to impress your peers to win an award instead of trying to do the best broadcast for the audience. Now, you can say... Oh, no, this will be great for the audience. And that's not true. Okay? We're trying to win awards for sound. Really? I thought the goal was to do the best broadcast for the audience. And the two are not one and the same. And you think having all those mics around home plate or ESPN baseball to take you inside the game... Sounds like a lumberjack going out a tree. Maybe one's fine. I don't know. I think people are trying too hard.
Do you think they're also trying too hard to over inform us? I mean, look with Chris Collinsworth's source, Pro Football Focus, and then ESPN. They have what do they call theirs? Next Gen Stats. They sneak them in from time to time.
Yeah, part of that's sponsored. I understand that. It's not. Part of this is the fantasy thing, too. Like, if you're the NFL, do I have to put fantasy info at the bottom of the screen? I have Red Zone. You're supposed to be all things to all people? I don't know.
One thing I'm noticing with Red Zone, they're pinching the screen off to the side more. So down the left side of the screen, you're seeing more score updates. You're seeing more individual performances throughout the day. Whereas in the past, they would only throw that out there, like if there was a timeout of all the games going on, like especially in the 4 o'clock window, Hanson would drop back on and then kind of get people up to date on.
Just give scores, and if something happens in another game, go back to the studio, do an update. That's fine. There's a reason why you're tuning into the Steelers-Falcons game. You want to watch the Steelers or the Falcons. You're not drawing a lot of neutral people to go, hey, I mean, that's why these games are all regional. I don't know. At some point, although when you talk about reinventing the wheel, this tire can go 50 miles after running over a nail. I guess that's pretty good. But, and in the past you couldn't do that, but, they're still both round. Okay, we'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance. This song is also a remake. All right, so... All right. Great to be with you. 3:30 this week, 3:30 next week. Indiana's going to be a 3:30 game as well. That's why I've always, people have asked me, on the road, what do you prefer? Like noon. I don't care what the game is. Noon. You want to get up, not have to kill any time, and go do the game and get it done. So noon. But that's not going to happen. It's going to be a 3:30 game. And more, let's face it, Penn State's in the spot now where the program is, where you're going to get a lot of late games. The question's going to be now down the stretch, who can lose here? Obviously, Alabama doesn't give anybody the feeling that they're going to lose. Georgia might. Clemson might. Notre Dame, favorable schedule. West Virginia, well, Penn State's better than Washington. Texas is intriguing, but not quite there yet. All right, the Indians are trying to stay alive, and Trevor Bauer is out there. They are now in the top of the seventh inning. And the Indians lead the Astros 2-1. Red Sox and Yankees tonight, but the Indians lead the Astros 2-1, trying to stay alive in the third game of that series with the Astros up 2-0. And by the way, the Astros are threatening again. All right, another hour coming up. Countdown to kickoff. Penn State, Michigan State, 3:30 Saturday on, beginning at 2 o'clock. The Suit's going to preview the Southern Columbia Shikellamy game on Thursday.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.